Hey there. I hope today you're doing fine and dandy. Thank you for always tuning in into this podcast. Today I've decided to introduce me. Why I do what I do and why I share what I share. I am a believer of God. I am a soldier in life. I have sinned. I've done people wrong and corrected those mistakes. And have decided to be a blessing to everyone I meet. I secretly feel that I am a warrior in life, a warrior for others, a warrior of God. As I speak to you today, I'm trying not to be teary-eyed because I feel that it is important for you to know where all of my topics are coming from. These are based on my experiences, things that I have gone through, battles I have won, battles I have lost, and I still continue to fight. I do have demons in my head, and with that being said, I personally have battled depression. I have suffered many losses. I have lost a lot of family members whom I continue to miss, which brings me to a dark place all over again. You see, I'm not afraid of the dark. I am no longer afraid of the dark, and I want you to know that you shouldn't be afraid of the dark. If there's darkness in your life right now, do not fear that darkness. I want you to be a warrior. I want you to understand that you can fight. Fight on. Some people are born with more of a warrior spirit than others. We're all wired differently. Some people are more outgoing and some are more gentle. You've probably heard people say, "I'm not a lover, I'm a fighter." Regardless of our natural bent, we have to be able to take out the reservoir of the Lord within us that which is necessary for every situation. Sometimes it's necessary in life to be a warrior, to make decisions and act in a way that might be very hard in the natural. Here's an example. Do you know Abram? I'm sure you know Abram or have heard of Abram. You see, Abram was a kind and loving person, but there were certain times in his life when he had to be a warrior in order for him to obey God. You know, the Lord spoke to Abram and said, "I want you to leave your father, your relatives, and this place that is familiar to you, and I want you to follow me." That's what God said to Abram. It took a warrior spirit for Abram to rise up, cut off his past, and enter the new reality and destiny that God had for him. And I personally did just that. I did exactly what Abram did. I had to cut off what was familiar and welcome the new, the unfamiliar, in order for me to be okay. Consider this. There may be certain things in your life that you've been tolerating, and God does not want you to tolerate them any longer. There may be certain changes in your life that need to be made, but you haven't made them because you're afraid they're going to hurt you or hurt somebody. If you have been passive in your spirit, I want to remind you that one of the attributes of your father is that he is a warrior and you are his child. That same warrior strength has been imparted in you. If I have it, You have it. My apologies if my voice is breaking up. It is because I am saying this with passion to you. I am saying this with courage to you. Because I want you to understand that you will be okay. Because I am okay. I survived the fight and I continue to fight. So keep fighting. So I say to you today, in the name of Jesus, rise up and be the warrior that our Father has called you to be. Make those decisions that Jesus is asking you to make. Those actions in your life that God is asking you to take. You have the Spirit of God living in you. That means you have a warrior spirit. In Exodus 15:3, this is what it says. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. So if the Lord is a warrior and you are his child, please know that you are a warrior as well. God wants you to fight and God wants you to understand that you are a warrior because this is a fight. There's a topic we don't talk about or hear about, not even in church, and that is sin. A lot in our culture, the word sin is like a prehistoric term. They put sin and dinosaurs in the same category. But the Bible tells us that sin has separated humanity from God. This is a sin. Listen to this. God is moving in one direction, and we are going in another. You see, it creates a break in the relationship. And that is what happened with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and that's what we're battling with today. I encourage you to open the Bible, open it to the book of Genesis 4:7, and it reads, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. You see, sin is a power, and it is being projected onto you and me. The enemy is trying to lead us away from God by enticing us to make wrong choices, develop wrong attitudes, think wrong thoughts, and live in rebellion. And the outcome is always the same. Sin brings isolation, accusation, shame, and finally death because it leads to separation from God. Yes, we are in a fight. And Paul said that sin is not to be our master. Some people think they're supposed to yield to whatever they feel because they think their identity is defined by their feelings. But that's not true. It's not. God's word defines how we should live. We've been called to repent of sins, return to the Creator, and live accordingly to God's word. But we don't have to do it alone. We do it through God's grace. If we have a yes in our hearts, if we strive to overcome sin, God is going to meet us and help us, and we will overcome. No, it will not happen overnight, but if you're committed to overcoming sin, if you're committed to put God's word into practice in your life, you will enjoy the fruit of everlasting life forever and ever. You see, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God and the reward of walking by the Spirit is everlasting life and peace. Now, who doesn't want that? I know I want that.